it's time for the birds, the bees and the bugs, thanks to CareHQ.
That's correct. We've got a brand new segment for you, everyone. This is the birds, the bees and the bugs, thanks to our friends at CareHQ. We're joined by two nurses from CareHQ, Charlotte and Nikki. Morena.
Morena. Hi.
How are you?
We're good.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, we're so excited to have you here. We're talking all things UTIs this morning, an important subject for everyone out there. But I want to start by giving you a chance to sort of talk about what CareHQ is for the uninitiated.
Yeah. Yeah, because it might be a bit new for some people.
Yeah.
So we're a telehealth service, and we've been around for, gosh, coming up to 5 years.
Wow.
I know. And, yeah, we're quite busy day to day. We see up to almost 300 people a day.
Wow.
So I know, across all of the doctors, all of the nurses. So really busy service. We're here to support people when they're not able to get in with their GP. So obviously everyone knows wait times sometimes are really tricky with your GP practice. We're not here to replace your GP by any means, but we're here for those interim spells where you think, oh, I really could do with some advice. Mm-hmm. I can't get a hold of them. We can step in and help.
Right. So if you need to, like, get a prescription or renew a prescription, you can do that as well?
Yeah. You can chat with the clinicians about those. Yeah. And also we're nationwide, so we can see people from top of the islands to the end. Like,
that's so
we're
great.
Everywhere.
Yeah, because often there's quite long wait times to get in with a GP or something as well. I know that, you know, even student health here at Auckland University can get really busy at times. So having those options is great.
Yeah, and we do see some students who are referred through from student health. So we're definitely familiar.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking UTIs today.
Yes.
I feel this is probably a familiar subject for a lot of people out there, but what actually is a UTI? Like, what's going on when you get a UTI?
No, that's fair. I mean, we've talked about this, about how, you know, we say UTI, we throw those three letters around, but what does it actually mean?
Mm.
So it stands for urinary tract infection, different to a kidney infection. So kidneys higher up, bladder lower down.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what's happened is it's a bacterial infection. So some bacteria has got into the bladder up through the urethra. Urethra is just a fancy word for the tube that releases the pee.
The pee hole.
Literally the pee hole. some bacteria is sitting in there and it has caused an infection.
Yeah.
Really common bacteria to cause that is something called E. coli. And E. coli sits in your digestive tract. So it sits in the bowel area. So because of proximity, we are quite vulnerable to that bacteria spreading through. Also specifically more so for people who have vaginas.
Yep.
Because of the anatomy.
Yeah, right.
So it's simply an infection, a bacteria-caused infection.
Right, and that's why you wipe front to back.
Exactly. This is what we spend our days preaching.
You have to sex, wipe front to back.
Oh, perfect.
We should basically have it tattooed on us.
It's like daily mantras, you know, to yourself. Oh, good. Okay, and so why is it that, you know, everyone has it ingrained in their minds? Well, people with vaginas have it ingrained in our minds that you must pee after sex.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Honestly, it simply comes, again, back to bacteria.
Right.
So if you think about sex in a really basic way, it's skin-to-skin contact.
Yeah.
So it's somebody new, it's a different level of bacteria, it's different bacteria mixing and mingling and saying hi to each other. And it's simply just bacteria being introduced. So if we pass urine and wipe correctly and do all of those measures, what we can do is reduce the likelihood of the bacteria getting into that pee hole.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's purely just where we're pushing it away.
Right.
Yeah.
And so apart from people with vaginas, are there some people who are just more prone to getting UTIs just per chance?
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, it can happen. I mean, this is something you've seen a bit in the clinic, hey?
Or recurrent UTIs, yeah.
Mm.
There are just some people, I think, who are unlucky.
Mm.
If you do get recurrent UTIs and you've done all the things that we've kind of suggested, so, you know, we've said about the wiping, urinating after sex and having an empty bladder before sex as well, which sounds kind of you know, common sense, but it doesn't always happen. Don't rush urination. So for people who've always hovered in public toilets, for example, you know, you're perhaps not just getting the flow of urine completely out.
Just sit on the dirty toilet seat.
Sit down.
I'm sorry to tell
sit
everyone,
down.
But it's not worth the UTI.
It's not.
And being very well hydrated, so keeping yourself hydrated, not holding your urine for long periods. So, you know, if you're busy at work, make time to go to the toilet because it can cause you problems. But if you are somebody who does get recurrent UTIs, one of the things we would encourage is an STI screening, so sexual health check, because sometimes STIs can give similar symptoms to UTIs. So I think that's definitely something that, you know, you would be advisable. And then if you still get recurrent UTIs, probably go and see your GP, because there are options to kind of help your symptoms and reduce the incidence of UTIs.
Yeah, and if you have got a UTI, I know that you can get things like Ural, like over-the-counter medicine. Yeah. Is that the best sort of solution, or are you supposed to go straight to antibiotics sort of thing?
Yeah, it kind of tends to ramp up quite quickly, doesn't it? We sort of see people come through the clinic who say, look, I've tried my best to drink loads of water. You know, you hear about cranberry juice and things. But what tends to happen is you'll maybe initially flush out some of that bacteria, because it really is as simple as if you drink more water, there's more urine, there's more of a system where the bacteria is just being flushed simply out of where it's sitting. But what we do find is that there's often a bit of lingering bacteria, and so antibiotics are needed. So Ural's great, but all it's going to do is reduce the symptoms. It's not going to actually address the problem.
Okay.
But also, and Ural, once we start giving you your antibiotics, we advise you not to take Ural, because it can actually reduce the effectiveness of your antibiotic. So it's kind of fine in the initial stages, but then once you start taking them, we say no Ural.
So if you start having symptoms of a UTI, it's like immediately go to the doctor before it can get worse, or?
I tend to say yes, because I think we can. While you can try some at-home measures, it's not guaranteed. And what we tend to see is people who say on a Tuesday start to have their symptoms, do their best to self-measure it at home, and come Saturday it's ramped up again, and it's the weekend, and then who do they see? And Yeah, so it is a bit of a tricky one to deal with on your own.
Now, okay, cranberry juice. I'm really curious about this. Is it just like an old wives' tale, or is this a real thing? Because I know some people...
it's a real thing, yeah.
Yeah, some people as well who are more prone to UTIs will take, as a preventative measure, like cranberry supplements and stuff. Yeah. Is that a good idea?
I don't think it will hurt.
I don't think it'll hurt, but I don't know if it will give the actual... I don't know if it'll work as well as we might hope.
Yeah.
So, and also the added thing with cranberry juice, don't forget, because we talk about this in the clinic, but juice is full of sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar, bacteria loves sugar. It loves it. So the more sugar in a bacteria-filled environment, no. Okay.
So what actually is it about cranberry juice then that people think helps, or is it just like flushing it out and lots of fluid?
No, I think there are some studies that the actual cranberry itself has some sort of effect on.
So antibacterial properties. But
there is definitely some truth behind it, but I'd love it to be the natural cure. Yeah. But not quite as much as we'd hope.
I feel like everyone knows the feeling of like
that panic.
Oh man,
like
it hurts to be. You gotta chug a liter of cranberry juice.
Oh yeah.
No, it's not all woo woo, but it's best to go to the doctor. Very good. I feel like I've learned
especially
so much.
Also because it's a really simple solution, like Nikki was saying. Course of antibiotics.
Really easy
done.
To treat.
Yeah.
And if you can't get into your GP, you just ring up Kerry.
Come say hi to us.
And so if you have a virtual consult, will you get emailed a prescription afterwards sort of thing?
So it goes straight through to the pharmacy.
Amazing.
So, which is great. So you can just, after you finish with us, head along to the pharmacy, collect your medication.
It sounds like such a good alternative for those who are quite busy with work and stuff as well and can't get into the doctors at sort of peak times.
We have a lot of people who are actually at work and they might sneak into one of their meeting rooms, and we do their consult there. So it's very convenient.
It's like the future, isn't it? Virtual GP. Oh, how good. Well, thank you so much, Charlotte and Nikki, for joining us for our first rendition of The Birds, the Bees and the Bugs. I feel like I've learnt so much about UTIs.
Me too, yeah. I'm knowledgeable now.
I'm knowledgeable. I'm going to go and tell all my girlfriends. Just remember your daily mantras and affirmations.
Yes.
White front to back, pee after sex.
Yep.
You are strong, you are worthy, you can do hard things. Thank you so much, team. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was The Birds, the Bees and the Bugs, only on 95 BFM.